Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We're going to be joined by Doug Deacon here in a second. Of course, you know him better as the color analyst and longtime Cleveland Brown on the offensive line at left tackle. He is Doug Deacon, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Doug, kind of a slow week, huh?
Yeah, real slow.
Unbelievable. First of all, just give me your whole just feelings on the coaching changes and what's going on with the organization right now.
Well, obviously, you know, the marriage of Dorsey and Hugh Jackson was, you know, established before without Dorsey having a say-so. And I think, you know, the franchise is about the quarterback, and the development of the quarterback hadn't been, I think, what they had hoped to. So I think, you know, between, you know, use record over the course of 2.5 years, and then all of a sudden you look at the production of the offense, and they decide to go in a different direction.
Hey, Deke, I can't imagine, although you try not to imagine things because they sort of happen in this town sports-wise.
True.
But I can't imagine that Greg Williams will be the coach of this team next year, no matter what his record is between now and December.
I think, you know, you'd like the general manager to have his guy in there. Although I think, you know, John and Greg have some history, you know, going back. And then, yeah, I think you're seeing a trend where there's a lot of young, innovative offensive minds, because the league has become such an offensive league that, you know, that's the direction a lot of, you know, places want to go. And it's one thing to get a coordinator, but then, you know, they move on to be head coaches. I mean, look at Kansas City. They lost Peterson to Philadelphia, and then Nagy to Chicago. So, I mean, the good offensive coordinators are the hot commodity.
Plus, Williams is saying he wants to be the defensive coordinator. That's just the opposite side of the fence.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting part of it. How do you think Greg's going to do, Doug? I mean, we all know him as a fireball, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what he can do. He's got 8 weeks. I mean, we're all kind of like buying stuff from the travel section, right? When you go to the that's what it feels like. We're going to the travel section.
I mean, and I remember '84. They let Sam go halfway through the season, and we were 1-7 going into the halfway mark, and Marty righted the ship to 4-4, and you know, he ended up being the head coach here for quite a few years, but I think he had a head coaching contract before the next year even took over. I think he was hired with the idea that he was going to be the head coach the next year.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's only fair. I mean, we're seeing that in basketball
seeing a lot of interesting things around here.
Yeah.
Doug, can you ever remember a week this crazy? Like, I can't. Between two teams in town, and just it's mind blowing.
I mean, it's amazing that, you know, well, one's halfway through the season, one's very early in the season, but you know, it's a production league, and in neither sport, it's all about wins.
You know, you said Marty got you guys fired up, went 4-4. What can a coach do at this point? What at the first meeting a couple of days ago? What do you think Greg Williams told the squad?
They probably told them they got a clean slate, but they're going to be held accountable. And, I mean, I think the one thing that becomes a problem is if, you know, players start believing that the reason that they haven't been winning as much as, you know, they should is the coaching staff. And, you know, now it's not their fault, it's the coaching staff. So that's not true. It's everybody's fault. I mean, it's the players and the coaching staff. You know, players, you know, have to execute. And they kind of broke it down pretty simple. You know, hey, we call plays. They work if you execute them right. If not, they don't. And, you know, that's a big part of it. But, you know, from our offensive side of the ball, you know, there's a lot of youth there, and there's a lot of mistakes, and, you know, a lot of times that, you know, they've had trouble protecting Baker up front.
And they can't rewrite the playbook.
No, you can't rewrite the playbook. I mean, you just you know, maybe look at a team and decide in which direction you want to go might be a little different. Do you want to be, you know, heavy on the run, heavy on the pass, or, you know, try to get people involved? And I think when you look at, you know, Kansas City with the offense that they got, you know, you don't want to try to play keep up because, you know, they I think the lowest they've put point-wise on the board all season is 27. I mean, they can light up a scoreboard. So, you know, defensively, you got to try to, you know, hang in there and give the offense an opportunity.
Deke, just kind of comparing eras here, okay? And, you know, we know, it seems like we know everything right away now. And, you know, the term keeping it in-house or, you know, just not letting it or keeping it in the family, it just doesn't seem to apply anymore. And I keep thinking back to, you know, Jimmy Haslam was asked the question, you know, why do you let him go? And he says, you know, part of the discourse and because of, you know, guys not getting along anymore. And he just doesn't want that situation. I don't think we're better off as sports teams when all this information is getting out there. I'm saying it from internally, from the sports side of it, from actually being on a team. I know that it's better for me because I'm in the media and that the media likes it. But, I mean, if the long-term goal of everybody is to watch a team win a championship, I kind of don't like it. I mean, all this stuff is out there all the time.
I mean, it's one of those, you know, things happen, but everybody always wants to know the inside dirt on it.
And,
unfortunately, everybody, you know, when something like this happens, everybody wants to protect their turf and their reputation, and then, you know, people start to dig more and more, and then this comes out. But, you know, when stuff starts coming out after something like this, you know, it's the agenda of the, you know, the people involved. You know, they want to save their reputation and, you know, say, you know, that if we'd done something a different way, it might have been better. And it still gets down to everybody doing their job. And I think, you know, that's the thing. You know, Blanton Collier, had a favorite saying, don't let Fred do it, you do it. And I think, you know, that's basically what you're looking for.
Well, Hugh Jackson obviously went public with Mary Kay Cabot yesterday. He is on First Take today. It's sort of strange. You wonder what he's looking for. What he's not impressing a new prospective head coach of a team. That, by the way, there's going to be plenty of jobs open, but I wouldn't think that this grand tour here is going to do him any good.
No, I think, you know, everybody wants to protect their reputation, and, you know, obviously, you know, get their thoughts out there. But I mean, that's one of the problems. If you look at, since, you know, you came, I don't know if there's a coaching staff member in the same position as when he came. I mean, we've turned this staff over a couple times now, and, you know, sometimes when you start pointing the finger elsewhere, you know, you got to realize a couple of them are pointing back at you.
So
you know, that's you know, you win as a team, you lose as a team, and when you start pointing fingers, you're not doing the team any good.
All right, so, Deke, you look at Kansas City, and there's a lot of people are saying they're the best team in the NFL. It's hard for me not to look at this team and go, huh, two guys on that offensive line, almost half of the offensive line played here.
No, two. There's four guys that were here. You take Austin Ryder started at
center last
week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
it.
Yeah.
And then they have Wiley was playing guard, and I guess I don't remember him being here, but he probably had a cup of coffee, according to Jimmy Donovan was telling me.
I don't remember. Andrew Wiley. Yeah, I don't just.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it either, but yeah, that's what Jimmy said. So, I mean, that was four out of the five guys that started last week against Denver.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
Well,
then you got the local kids coming back.
Yeah, you got Kelsey and
Hunt. The one guy, though, on that offensive line that they should have never gotten rid of was Mitchell Schwartz. Yeah. I mean, that was a deal where I think the analytics people said, you know, the value of the right tackle wasn't worth this. Well, you know, if Mitchell Schwartz is on a Joe Thomas pace, he doesn't have the Pro Bowls, but he hasn't missed the snaps either.
No, he's the next one in line after Joe Thomas. Yep. Right now he leads the league in that.
All right, Deke, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time. We love talking to you on Fridays before the game.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Deke. Thanks, Deke.
All right, he is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, and, of course, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We talk to him every Friday at 11 o'clock before the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.